Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Truly, we thank the Lord for another privilege and opportunity to gather in the house of the Lord one more time. Thank God for his goodness, his mercy extended unto us, and all that he's done, and how good he has been. He truly has been good to us, amen, and he's brought us a mighty long way. This week we've had some little distinctions in weather. You know, one day a little warm and another day a little chilly. Today's a little chillier, but that's all right. We thank the Lord. We had coats we still could put back on. Amen. Thank God for that. Amen. Let us look to the Lord with a brief word of prayer. We trust others are on their way. We thank God for all that are here, all the children that are here downstairs, and ask God's continued blessings upon him, upon us, and to be with us in a mighty way this morning. Our most kind and gracious Heavenly Father, truly want to thank you for your manifold blessings upon the people of God this day. Thank you for your mercy and your grace extended to each and every one of us, Heavenly Father. Thank you for allowing us to see this beautiful April day that you have blessed us with, dear Heavenly Father. Reminded of the words in the Bible, dear Father, it says, this is the day the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. And we thank you that we're able to rejoice the goodness you have shown to us, dear Heavenly Father, your mercy, your grace upon each and every one of us, our families, dear Heavenly Father. As far as we know, each and every one is still in the land of the living. You bless us, Lord God, to get out this morning early, to be here in the house of the Lord. Lord, it was good to see the saints, dear Heavenly Father, coming in the door, dear Father, and being here, God. And likewise, the children, dear Father, thank you for them. Ask your continued blessings be upon them. Father, we just wanted to say a prayer, dear Father, to usher you into the services. You said all thy ways to acknowledge you, and we're doing that, Lord God, and you would direct our path. And so, Lord God, we want the words of our mouth and the meditation of our heart to always be acceptable in thy sight. Remember those who have called in online, dear Heavenly Father, that are listening, dear Heavenly Father, to hear you. Your word. And remember those who visit their Father, our webpage, dear Heavenly Father, our social media pages, Lord God. We pray, Lord God, that you speak to their heart, that something will be said, Lord God, that will lead mankind to thee. Father, we pray, Lord God, that you would remember those we haven't seen in a while and ask a special prayer and blessing upon them. Remember our older saints throughout this day and ask that you would bless and be with them. And likewise, remember those who are still on their way, who are traveling, and ask that you would grant traveling mercies over highways. Thank you for all that you have done and all that thou art doing, and we ask these and many blessings in Jesus' precious name. We pray and we thank you for hearing and answering our prayers. Amen. Amen. Praise God.
Amen. Amen. You find your bulletin, our first song, Onward Christian Soldiers. Onward Christian Soldiers. In our other book, too, but there's some words in here that I like that use this thing. So we put it on the sheet. Put it on the sheet.
Onward, Christian soldiers, marching as to war, with the cross of Jesus going on before. Christ the
Christian soldiers marching as
to war with the cross of Jesus going on before. Crowns and thrones may perish, kingdoms rise and wane, but the church of Jesus constant will remain. Gates of hell can never against that church prevail. We have Christ on promise, and that cannot fail. Onward, Christian soldiers, marching as to war, with the cross of Jesus going on before. Onward then, ye people, join our happy throng, blend with our joy voices in the triumph song. Glory loud and honor unto Christ the King. This through countless ages men and angels sing. Onward, Christian soldiers, marching as to war, with the cross of Jesus going on before.
Amen.
Are you a soldier in the Lord's army?
Yes.
Amen. Thank God. And I see, Sister Millicent, why you chose this version.
Amen.
Like a mighty army moves the church of God.
Amen.
Amen. And we understand that in the army there will be conflict because the enemy of our soul will try to come against us.
Mm-hmm.
But our God
is
more than mighty.
Yes.
Praise God. And he will allow us to conquer if we got on the whole armor.
Amen.
So we thank him and we glorify his name this morning for all that he is. We know, we believe that he is and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. And so we're here.
Amen.
Diligently. We've come to worship him in the beauty of holiness. And so we give him glory this morning. Thankful to be in the house of God with the saints. Amen. For all who are here thus far and all who are on their way. And we give honor to our pastor, Pastor Renee Jenkins. We thank God for her, for her strength and for her wisdom and her knowledge, all the ways that God has equipped her to be the overseer for this congregation and the humility that he has clothed her in. To know that she often says she's sister. We're all yoke fellows together, and we all working together that the body of Christ may be edified and exalted. And so we thank God for our pastor.
Amen.
Amen. And we can pray for her continually.
Amen.
Our responsive reading is found in 1 Corinthians chapter 5. Verses 15 through 20. I'm sorry. 1 Corinthians chapter 6. I think I said 5. 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 15 through 20. Again, one more time to be sure that we heard right from my misspeak to start with. 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 15 through 20. Reading responsibly, beginning at verse 15. Know ye not that your bodies are the members of Christ? Shall I then take the members of Christ and make them the members of an harlot? God forbid.
What? Know ye not that he which is joined to an harlot is one body, for two, saith he, shall be one flesh.
But he that is joined unto the Lord is one spirit.
Flee fornication. Every sin that a man doeth is without the body, but he that committeth fornication sinneth against his own body.
What? Know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which ye have of God, and ye are not your own together? For ye are bought with a price. Therefore, glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's.
Amen.
Amen. Thank God. Thank God for his precious word. Amen. We thank God for the message series that we have been enjoying.
Amen.
That we have been that's been just feeding us and strengthening us. We thank God for this passage of scripture. Amen. And how God is just really enriching us in the preaching of the word. At this time, we're going to ask if there are special requests for prayer. We know that God has blessed us with many, many blessings, but we need his blessings.
Amen.
We need each and every one. And he gives us the privilege of approaching his throne and bringing our requests, our petitions to him. And so we'll ask if there are special requests for prayer, either by word of mouth or uplifted hand.
Sister Blake, Sister Webb said, please remember her and her family. She's dealing with some high blood pressure issues this morning.
Yes.
So remember her.
Yes,
likewise, remember Sister Lillian. She's online too. There. She's on the phone.
Amen. Sister Webb, remembering her. Dealing with some high blood pressure issues this morning, and remember her family as well. And not only her companion, her children, her grandchildren. She has a brother, I believe, up in Michigan. She has a sister also. She may be in Michigan also. So just remember that entire family. And remember, as Pastor Jenkins just said, remember Sister Lillian, who's on the phone. Remember Sister Holmes, who's on the phone as well. And we thank God that they are present in that way. Mm-hmm. Brother Jackson.
Thank you all for your prayers and for my son-in-law. He is biopsy for his liver went well.
Amen.
But he will find out his results until a week or two.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Amen. Brother Jackson said that the biopsies for his son-in-law went well, and he'll find out in a week or two, but the procedure went well, and we thank God for that. We pray when our loved ones are going into these procedures. You know, the doctors call them procedures, but they can be something else. So, and it's not just some small thing, and so we thank God that that went well.
Amen.
And we'll be praying for the results as well. Amen. Amen. Sister Regina.
Just remember me and my body.
Yes. Amen.
I have a problem every now and then, so just remember me and my
body. Amen. We'll remember Sister Regina. She has to be remembered in body. We thank God. We thank God that you're here, Sister Regina.
Amen.
Thank God he gave you grace and strength to be here today. So we thank God for that.
Amen.
Sister Carol.
I thank the Lord for being here and the strength that he has given me. The strength he gave to travel and to and fro. I am so grateful. Weaker and weaker, but the Lord is listening for you. I know I talk with my sister.
Yes.
Chaos there. You need your prayers.
Yes.
She said the grandchildren just attacked him like a party instead of otherwise he drinking loud. She said she told me, she said, this is no party. Well, we miss her.
not that way.
Right.
So disregret that very much. She told me, she said, there's no need in you trying to come, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Thank the Lord.
Thank the Lord, yes.
I don't want to be around that.
No. No. Amen.
It hasn't been set up yet.
Mm-hmm. Bless the Lord. Amen, amen. So remember Sister Carol's request. God will strengthen her body. We know that God is able. It may feel to us like it's being diminishing, but you know, if not for God, it may have been gone. Strength may have been gone. So we thank God for the strength He has given.
Amen.
Praise God. Yes. Amen. 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 Carol. Amen. He said the Lord gave her the strength to cook all this week, put food away, put it in a freezer, and so we thank God for that.
Amen.
Absolutely. Yeah, that's a big thing. That's right. Amen. Thank God.
Amen.
Sister Blake asked if she continue to remember my cousin Reggie. He was in the hospital. They've taken him off of everything, but. When they get, seems like good. She sent me a message the other day. Shona, his sister, every time they get ready to send him to rehab for rehabilitation, something else happens. So, but they said he's in ICU. He has no plugs, no nothing on him, but he's breathing. So just remember Reggie much in prayer. And she told me that I can go up and see. So, Lord's will, I'm gonna try and get up and see him. So I said you need to remember him. And continue to remember Sharon, much in prayer, and her husband, Carl. Carl was, they took the picture of him the other day. He was on his way to work. So Carl's out, and he's back going to work. He's the one that took ill. Sharon that came here from her sister, Ruby.
Mm-hmm.
So he took ill. He's back up in the Lord, back up on his feet. So trusting in the Lord.
Amen. Mm-hmm. Amen. Amen. Thankful for God's touch, for
yes.
God's mercy.
Yes.
Amen.
And Sister Blake, I guess you remember Hannah's little one, Paisley. For some reason, she has acid reflux, and you know, she's only 2 months. And they've been back and forth to the doctor. So I guess you would remember her much in prayer.
Yes.
Little Paisley.
Yeah. We'll remember her in body, and we'll remember yes. Hannah and her boyfriend
yes.
in soul.
Yes.
That whole household.
Amen.
In soul. They need God.
Yes.
Amen. To know how they should live.
Amen.
Amen. Bless the Lord.
Amen.
Sister Smith.
I just want to thank the Lord that God is for me and Shelby Taylor to come here on Sunday. I look forward to coming here with
mm-hmm.
you. They had a good preaching for me. It's such a good meeting. So God giving us. So if you're going to be praying, I always be in my prayer.
Amen.
Don't forget.
Amen. 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 Remember, Sister Smith, much in prayer. She always remembers all of us, so we don't want to forget to pray for her. Thank God for His blessings on her. And just remember, let's remember the congregation in general. Just thank God for what He has done, and even with various tasks that we have to do, have to complete in the church, or things like that. Just remember us in prayer, each one in their own, for whatever position God has placed them, that God would direct and that God would show Himself mighty in those things that He would have us to do. All general requests, just remember also those who are on their way and God bring them along safely, and all those who are also on the prayer list as well. Amen. After the hymn of meditation, Brother Jackson will ask if he would take us to the throne of grace. And if there's one who has a special need, feels to come to bow at an altar or to go to the prayer room, be free in the spirit.
Amen. So on your sheet, in your bulletin, there's another sheet. Take time to be holy. Take time to be holy.
Take time to be holy. Speak off with my Lord. Abide in him always. And on his word. Make friends of God's children. Help those who are weak. Forgetting is nothing. His blessing to see. Take time to be holy. The world rushes on. Spend much time in secret with Jesus alone. By looking to Jesus, like him thou shalt be. Thy friends in thy conduct, his likeness shall see. Take time to be holy, let him be thy guide, and run not before him.
Still look to the Lord.
Amen.
Father, we truly thank you, Lord, for this day that you've given us.
Amen.
Always a privilege, an opportunity to come before you in prayer, thanksgiving, glorifying you and give you the praise for all that you have done for us and what you are going to do for us. Thank you, Lord, for the song so far, and take time to be holy. And all those in the radio land who do not know thee and the free pardons of their sins, it is a wonderful thing to know thee. Let this be a special day. If you listen to the broadcast, it's the reason why. And we ask that you would take heed to the message, and let this be the day that God receives your confession from your heart. And Father, I want to thank you for day that you've given me, first of all, to even be here, dear God.
Amen.
And thank you for my body rest, dear Heavenly Father, and again waking me up in the midnight hours, glorifying you and the sweet songs of Zion that you placed on my heart, dear Heavenly Father, and all of my family members. And thank you especially, dear Heavenly Father, as I yesterday I just thought about this a few minutes ago, that went out to get a sandwich. And came back home, and my neighbor Dave was cut in his grass, and he stopped to talk to me for a while. I still had my bag in my hand, and after talking to him, and he's sharing with me about his journey, and we talked about the Lord before, how you have blessed him with a new job and benefits, and he realized it, and I was asking him, you know, about a neighbor down the street, I always, Mr. Austin. I had felt that he had passed on. I didn't know because I rode by his house a couple of times there, and he wasn't sitting on his porch, and then I seen a young man who I didn't know was driving his car, and Dave confirmed that, and I asked that you remember the Austin family and their bereavement, and remember Dave, their Heavenly Father, and giving me an opportunity to share about the years of life that you've given mankind, and you were surprised to see that I was the age that I was, and you know, and then another couple pulled across the street. A lot of them I don't know. But Dave was there when we moved over there. He's still there, 61 years of age. And Lord, ask that you allow him to consider what I said to him and take to heart that he don't wait too long, dear Heavenly Father, to give it all to you. This is what this salvation is all about. Mm-hmm. And just like he didn't believe that I was the age that I was, mm-hmm. Lord, it's just a day at a time with me and with you. And I truly thank you, Lord, for everything that you do for me and my son William at the home mm-hmm. with me, dear Heavenly Father, how he takes he and listens and as that you remember him, dear Heavenly Father, and his walk with thee, and not only him, but all my children, and if any are listening on the radio, and remember prayers for you all, and I want to thank you for what you're doing for my son-in-law, Donald, and Angela, and remember Tina, and remember all of her children, and Angie's children, and my daughter Jada, not forgetting them. I'm going to continue to pray for you as long as I got breath. Mm-hmm. And just remember all of my grandchildren and all of my church family here, dear Heavenly Father. Yeah. And those who have special requests, Lord, I ask that you remember them. Remember Sister Renee's request about Sister Webb and her brother, I believe, is Julian, if I can remember his name. Still praying for him, and remember Sister Webb and her family, dear Heavenly Father, and one day hopefully that we will be able to see the whole entire family here in church, dear Heavenly Father, hearing their testimony of what you have done for them, dear Heavenly Father, and ask that you remember Sister Marietta Smith's request, dear Heavenly Father, of prayer, and which we always pray, dear Heavenly Father, and I missed our last intercessory prayer on Tuesday, but Lord's will, we have it again this coming Tuesday, yeah. Dear God. And we always pray, dear Heavenly Father, for all those on the prayer list and all the saints, dear Heavenly Father, a lot of them, live, including me, we live by ourselves. So I ask that you remember those and take care of us, dear Heavenly Father, as you always do, and draw us closer each day unto thee, dear Heavenly Father, that we desire to be closer to you each and every day. And so we ask that you remember Sister Beverly Carroll, her prayer request, dear Heavenly Father, and thank you for allowing her to be able to fix a meal. It's not as easy when you got there by yourself and you don't want to always, at least I don't. You get tired of eating leftovers, but I think about those who do not have. And you don't want to overdo it, so we thank you for allowing her to be able to do that and pitch some up for a rainy day, dear God, and continue to bless her and her family members, her brother Frank, dear Heavenly Father, and remember her sister Regina, dear Heavenly Father, and her prayer request, dear God, and ask that you remember her family members, and if I'm not mistaken, I understood that she cooked for Debbie and her family there either last week or the week before. That's a good thing when you get up there in age, you know. And William, my son, he likes to eat, and Sometimes he brings things to me that I have forgotten I fixed for them. He still hangs around to get that type of stuff. So it's good to have that home cooking. There's nothing like being at home. I ask that you remember Sister Millicent's prayer request of her cousin, their Heavenly Father, and there's another one, her neighbors and that family. You know all about that, dear Heavenly Father. And we ask that you look down, dear Heavenly Father, and think about those kids once you brought them here, dear Heavenly Father, for Sunday school and so on. But just see how they turn out. Lord, remember, salvation is made for them too if they only confess and get understanding. But in order to get understanding, they have to come here to preach word, dear Heavenly Father, and have confession made. And pray, dear Heavenly Father, for Sister Maria and Brother DeAndre. They just came in with the children, and thank you for allowing them to be able to come. And remember Brother Tony, I imagine he'll be on his way too. And remember Brother Reggie, didn't hear a request. He's watching the door. Remember him and his family members, dear Heavenly Father, and his bereavement over his loss. It takes a while to get over that type of stuff, but Lord, you're able, and these days go by, and we continue to walk on, and Lord, they turn out the sweet memories that we have of our loved ones, and all those out there in the radio land who have lost loved ones, and in the state of remember them on certain days, special events, it brings back memory, but we pray for you too, and ask that you, that the Lord would have mercy upon you and give you the grace to go through these things these days. Pray for our world leaders and the wars and rumors of war. Seems like it's never a day that you don't turn your TV on or hear about something going on. But Lord, you're still in control of all those, Heavenly Father, and says so in your word. We ask that you remember all of our children, dear Heavenly Father. Remember Brother Brandon, Sister Chanel, and Sister Melody in the radio room, and Brother Byron, dear Heavenly Father. And remember, Heavenly Father, Brother Maurice Blake and Sister Lawrenceine downstairs with the children, dear God. And bless this day, dear God. And remember Sister Blake, Lord. They got to come. Travel coming after you allow them to be in the land and living and go down into the south, dear Heavenly Father. And I ask that you bless that. It's not too early to start blessing that they have a good time with their in-laws and Brother Maurice with his mom and his family members. And Lord, remember the pilots and don't want any unruly passengers on that flight, Heavenly Father. And they're the captains and all those who be on that plane have a good time, a good trip there, and also a return trip safely to Heavenly Father, and praying ahead for them, dear God. And ask that you bless the word, dear Heavenly Father, that's going to come forth from your minister, and they all may receive, dear Heavenly Father, what we came out here for and what thus says the Lord. Lord, I pray for Santes Willis. He called me a couple of weeks ago, and I'm yet to see him. And Lord, that he don't take this seriously enough. And I pray for Michael Dalton also, dear Heavenly Father. I prayed for Kiba in a special way, dear Heavenly Father. I haven't seen her in a while. And all those have been here and still in the land of indecision, dear Heavenly Father, remember that. Don't wait too late, dear God. Only you. And we thank you for having your unconditional love and mercy upon them, dear God, and continue to pray for them. Pray for Sister Vivian Holmes. I just heard a voice over the speaker that you remember her in her older age. Bless her family that continue to minister unto her, dear Heavenly Father. Each has an assignment. They do it well. I have seen them in action over there. And how that they take care of their mother, their grandchildren, all of them, dear God. Continue to bless Sister Holmes, dear God, and aches and pains she may have in her body and all coming of older age and Lord, you made these bodies. And, you know more about them than some doctors do, dear God, and all doctors. You are. You made everything about us, dear Heavenly Father. I go through some things myself, but I thank you, Lord, for allowing me to be able to stand, to be able to clothe myself with any aid, and to be able to walk around and be able to stretch here and there at time and times, dear God, and still be able to drive. I just thank you for everything that you do for me, my Lord, my God. And thank you for your ministering spirit, dear Heavenly Father, that's in church today. And I ask that you remember Jamie on the parking lot and our neighbors around here, dear God, that, getting warmer outside and seeing a lot of things, dear Heavenly Father, but you take care of us. So, Father, we ask that you will be glorified in the furtherance of the service and everything that's said and do be unto giving you the praise, glory, and honor that you so rightfully do. And if I have forgotten to pray for anyone, or I ask that you would forgive me, dear Heavenly Father, and remember them. And unspoken requests are very important to you, dear God. Thank you again for this day that you've given us all. We're going to give you the praise, glory, and honor our life. In Christ's name, I pray. Amen.
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 Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Amen. Amen. Lord. Amen. Thank God for prayer.
Amen.
Amen. What a refuge.
Amen.
Amen. I'm before you to offer prayer this morning before we bring our tithes and offerings into God's storehouse. This is the third Sunday in April. Third Sunday. And the special offering on the third Sunday is for the pantry. So as we file by, we may place that offering in the center plate. Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. Good
morning. As we file by with our offering, we may place that offering in the center plate for food pantry and our tithes and other offerings. Maybe place either side. We'll look to the Lord in prayer. Dear God, our Heavenly Father, thank you, dear God, for your tender, tender mercies to us, dear God. We thank you, dear God, for all that you have been to us, all that you have provided for us, dear God. Lord, we know, dear God, that even as your word says, every good gift and every perfect gift comes down from the Father of lights, with whom is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. And Lord, we just thank you, Lord, for being our Father. We thank you, Lord, for providing for our needs, dear God. And so, Lord, it is truly, dear God, a pleasure to obey your word, Lord, as we bring our tithes and offerings into the storehouse. We pray, dear God, that you would receive them, dear God, and do with them according to your divine will. We pray, dear God, that you would give guidance and wisdom, dear Father, Lord, and make those who are entrusted with these, dear God, to be good stewards, dear Father, over, Lord, what you have provided. Mm-hmm. Lord, we pray, Lord, again, Lord, that you would multiply them as only you can, dear God. Lord, that they may go and accomplish that, Lord, to which you have purposed them. We pray, Lord, your blessings upon each gift and each giver, and use both your glory and to your honor. This we ask in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
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 Bless the Lord.
There's a theme that is sweet to my memory. There's a joy that I cannot express. There's a treasure that gladdens my being. 'Tis the kingdom of God's righteousness. 'Tis the kingdom of peace. It is reigning within. It shall ever increase in my soul. We possess it right here where we stand.
glory of his greatness, there can be no end. It is joy, it is peace, it is glory. In my heart are these riches to blend. 'Tis a kingdom of peace, it is reigning within. It shall ever increase in my soul. We possess it right here when we say from often, and for us while the ages shall roll. I am lost in its splendor and beauty. To its never-ending heights I would ride, till I see the King come to receive me, and explore it with him in the sky. 'Tis a kingdom of peace, it is reigning within. It shall ever increase in my soul. We possess it right here when we say from our sin, and 'twill last while the ages shall roll. What a pleasure in life it is bringing, what assurance and hope ever bright. Oh, what rapture and bliss are awaiting when our day shall be lost in the sky. 'Tis a kingdom of peace, it is reigning within. It shall ever increase in my soul. We possess it right here when he saves from often, and 'twill last while the ages shall roll. 'Tis a kingdom of peace, it is reigning within. It shall ever increase in my soul. We possess it right here when he saves from often, and 'twill last while the ages shall roll. 'Tis a kingdom of peace, it is reigning within. It shall ever increase in my soul. We possess it right here when he saves from often, and 'twill last while the ages shall roll. 'Tis a kingdom of peace, it is reigning within. It shall ever increase in my soul. We possess it right here when he saves from all sin, and 'twill last while the ages shall roll.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Jesus, hold my hand. Amen. Amen.
As I travel through this pilgrim land, there is a friend who walks with me. Leads me safely through the sinking sand. It is the Christ of Calvary. This would be my prayer, dear Lord, he said, to help me do the best I can. For I need thy light to guide me day and night. Blessed Jesus, hold my hand.
Blessed Jesus, hold my hand.
I need thee every hour.
Through this land,
protect me by thy
Lord,
when I hear this prayer, blessed
Jesus, hold my hand. Let me travel in the light divine that I may see the blessed way. Keep me there, may be holy thy and sing redemption song someday. I will be a soldier brave and true and ever firmly take a stand. As I onward go and daily meet a foe, blessed Jesus, hold my hand. Blessed Jesus, hold my hand.
We don't want to depend upon our own grip. But Jesus to hold our hand.
Amen.
Amen.
God.
Thank
Amen.
God. Thank the Lord.
Amen.
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 Thank praise, giving praises to our Lord and God.
Amen.
Thanking him for all that he is to us. Amen. We're so glad to welcome our visitors. We'll give you an opportunity to express yourself at the close of service, but we're so glad to have you. I see Leonard, Jacques, and is it Helene? And is it Alide? Lillian. Thank you. Thank you. I should know that. My sister's name is Lillian. So glad to have you here. Just we want you to know that you are just so welcome. Glad to see you, and want you to just feel free. We want to enjoy the service. We're just glad that you are here.
Amen.
Amen. We know that the Lord is here, and we'll ask if we may stand. We all may stand that we may offer prayer before our pastor comes before us with the word of God. Amen. We pray that God's anointing and that his spirit will be upon her, will give her utterance to speak the word that he has given to her for us. And shall we look to the Lord in prayer? Dear God, our Heavenly Father, oh Lord, we thank you, dear God, Lord, for how you have prepared our hearts, dear God, to receive your blessed word. Lord, you have prepared our hearts through prayer. And Lord, you have prepared our hearts, Lord, through songs of praises to you, Lord. But we realize, Lord, that they are not sufficient, dear God. We need in and themselves, because we also need your word. Realize, Lord, that your word, Lord, can save a soul, dear God. We know that your word can strengthen us, dear God, in our times of turmoil, our times of trouble. Lord, you can comfort us, Lord, in our times of grief, dear God, through your precious word. And Lord, if there's a soul, dear God, that doesn't know you, Lord, in the pardon of their sins, who hasn't been redeemed through the blood of Jesus, who hasn't been delivered from the power of the devil and death, oh, Lord, we know, Lord, that your word is able, dear God, if they will submit themselves to it, to transform their lives, dear God, that they may walk in newness of life. And so, Father, we're praying, dear God, your anointing be upon our pastor, Pastor Jenkins. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would give her utterance, Lord, from your spirit to preach your word in the power of your Holy Spirit. And we pray, Lord, that you would touch our hearts, Lord, to receive all of your word, knowing, dear God, that it comes from the Bible, from your precious eternal word, dear God. And your word is truth, dear God. You've even said, Lord, in your word, Jesus prayed, sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. And so, Lord, we pray, dear God, that your sanctifying power, dear God, would go forth even as the word is given unto us. And help us, Lord, to receive it with open hearts and open minds. Have your way, dear God. And truly, Lord, we pray, Lord, that you would just continue, dear God, to strengthen our pastor. This we ask in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Our pastor, Pastor Renee Jenkins. Amen.
Good morning.
Good morning.
We truly thank the Lord for another privilege and opportunity to gather in his name, and thank God, as has been said, for our visitors who are here with us. We thank God for each and every one that was able to get out and today, and for those who are downstairs, we thank God them too, and just ask God's blessing to be with us. Amen. Amen. I trust you have your Bibles with you today. We in our hearing read 1 Corinthians, the 6th chapter, 15 through 20. And as we say, even to our young people, we want you to write down some scriptures and take note. As we were listening to earlier to Matthew letting us know that later on this week, if the Lord allows him to see the 25th, he'll turn 18 years old. We can remember when Matthew started out a little youngster in Sunday school, coming up through the beginner's class. And now the Lord lets him see this week, and later on this week, he'll be 18. And so we know that we thank God for that, for bringing him up. He told us in the word to train them up in the way they should go, and when they are old, they will not depart. And he's been trained in the right way. Amen? We thank God for it. Amen. 1 Corinthians 6, 15 through 20. We'd like to look at verse 17 to get the subject that the Lord has laid on our heart to share with you. As you know, we have been in this series on United with Christ Jesus. And this is part 14 of the series, but we thank God that he has been giving us understanding in his word of how we are united with Christ Jesus. It means something when we say we're united. It means we are joined to him. 1 Corinthians 6, verse 17, Lord bless. But he that is joined unto the Lord is one spirit. And as the Lord leads, I would like to continue sharing some thoughts with you on the subject, united with Christ Jesus. United with Christ Jesus. On last Lord's Day, we left off saying that salvation is what unites us with Christ. And now that we are saved, our lives are different than they were before. They were different than what they were when we met Christ Jesus. And that people ought to see the difference. The Bible tells us in Ephesians, the second chapter in the third verse, that we were dead in trespasses and sins, and that we walked according to the course of this world. But now that Christ has taken up residency within us, we are not just alive, but he is alive within us. As Paul said in Galatians, the second chapter, verse 20, Christ liveth in me. And see, with Christ in us, we have the power to live free from sin. When Paul prayed for the believers at Ephesus, Paul had longed for their faith to deepen with Almighty God. He prayed that their faith would deepen and that they would be at home, that Christ would be at home in their hearts. Saints of God, that's for you and I today too. We need to know that our faith is deepened in Almighty God. We need to know that we are still standing on the promises of Almighty God each and every day of our lives. We're living in some perilous times right now. Our faith is being tested. Trials are coming at us. We're seeing some things that are happening even as Sister Blake was saying in prayer, when we're praying for the business of the church, we're seeing some things because of the way our world is that the church now has to do some things and do some things differently. But we do them knowing that we're doing them in the will of Almighty God. We're not going to stop outside the will of God to do them, amen? But we're going to do them according to the will of God. So when Paul prayed for the believers at Ephesus, Paul longed for their faith to deepen so that Christ would be at home in their hearts. We read in Ephesians, the third chapter, verse 14. In his prayer, he said, for this cause, he said, I bow my knees unto the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. He said, of whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named. See, God didn't take us out of his name, amen? We were left in his name. He went on to say that he would grant you, according to the riches of his glory, strengthen with might by his spirit in the inner man. You see, Paul's prayer is that God would strengthen us with his might in the inner man. And notice that by his spirit, the Holy Spirit is what does this, saints. Saints of God, in our flesh, our inner natural selves, we cannot live the Christian life in power without God's power working in us. Inner spiritual strength cannot be had without the Holy Spirit of God working in us. You see, without a strengthened inner man, we will fail in our Christian walk. Thank God Paul prayed for our inner man to be strengthened. Notice that it was Paul's desire that they be strengthened with might, not just barely enough to get by, amen, not just a little stronger than they were, but with might. Paul wanted them to be really strong spiritually in the inner man. The deepest part of our being, Paul wanted them to be strong. The core of our existence, where the Spirit resides, Paul wanted them to be strong. And saints of God, we've got to be strong there likewise. Why? Because the enemy of our soul is running rampant right now in our land. The enemy of our soul is causing a lot that once stood for Almighty God to turn away from God. We've got to be strengthened in the inner man so that we may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. You see, when our inner man is strong, it enables us as believers to discern spiritual truths and to recognize God's voice. Jesus said in the Gospel of John, the 10th chapter, when speaking about the Good Shepherd, he said in verse 5, and a stranger
will they not follow? See, when we have spiritual discernment, we're not just going to run after anyone. We're not just going to listen to what anyone has to say, but we're going to listen to those who have been called by Almighty God to preach the truth of God's word. He said, a stranger will they not follow, but will flee from him, for they know not the voice of strangers. You see, when our inner man is strengthened, we will know true ministers who are preaching the truth versus false teachers that are in it for just a fast buck or two. Also, with the Holy Spirit within us, we are empowered to resist sin, life free of sin. We don't have to live like the masses and as everybody is going around, oh, sin, we can't help it. Sin, we must know God saved us. Jesus came to save us from sin, not in our sins. With the Holy Spirit within us, it empowers us to grow in holiness, to grow in righteousness unto the Lord. When our inner man is strong, we can better understand God's love. We will understand and obey the commandments of God. We won't think that they are grievous unto us. You see, this is God's will for God's people. He wants us to have a strong inner man. Being spiritually strong in the inner man is essential for us to live a sober and righteous Christian life in this present world. What do you say? And Sister Renee, turn me to Titus. Praise our God. That God has left his word on record. You know, when we are in doubt about something, go to the word of God. When you may not understand something, you may say, well, sister said this, go to the word of God. If you may not remember what Paul told Timothy in the word of God, he said, consider what I say in the Lord, give you understanding. If you may not understand something, that's, don't walk out there. Don't walk away and say, well, I didn't. No, come and ask a question or read, search the scriptures. He said, for in them you think ye have eternal life. They are they which testify of me, which is Jesus Christ. But look at what he says there in Titus, that second chapter, and starting with verse 11. God expects holiness from us, saints of God. God expects us to live righteous and holy lives in this present world. He says there in verse 11, for the grace of God that bringeth salvation has appeared to all men. It's a universal salvation. It's a universal salvation because it has appeared to all men. All men are going to be without excuse in the end. He said, teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lust, we should live soberly. Oh, look at what he's telling us, what we have to do. We have to have a serious walk. That's why that inner man needs to be strengthened so we can walk seriously. He said, righteously and godly in this present world. See, you know, there are going to be a lot of people that are going to get to the end, and they think they're going to make it in because they think that living righteous and godly is in the next world. No, God wants it right now. He wants us to live it right now in this world we're living in. He went on to say, looking for that blessed hope and the glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Are we looking for Jesus to come back? He said, who gave himself for us, that he might redeem us from all iniquity. He didn't half save us. When Christ saved us, he completely saved us. We were saved to the uttermost. Amen? He doesn't want us walking around, I'm just a sinning Christian. No. Either you're a Christian or a sinner. There's only two types of people. Amen? Believers and unbelievers. Sinners and saints. Praise our God. He said, who gave himself for us that we might redeem us from all iniquity and purify unto himself a peculiar people. It doesn't mean we're funny. Peculiar doesn't mean that. It just means that we have set apart. We've been cleansed for the use of Almighty God. We have been purified unto him. We are going to walk the way God wants us to walk according to his word. He said, zealous of good works. He said, these things speak and exhort and rebuke with all authority. Let no man despise thee. Oh, we're living a time right now where people will tell you, oh, you can't live like that. But, oh, yeah, you can. If you want to make it into the kingdom of God, you're going to have to do what God has said in the word. Amen? You're going to have to live according to God's eternal word.
We're not going to be able to get there in the end and say, well, you know, Lord, I didn't know this, or I, Lord, this was not. No, no, no. God wants us to know all about his word. Amen. God wants us to know how we are to walk, how we are to live, how we are to do the things for Almighty God. Everything is in the will of Almighty God. Amen. Praise our God. Praise our God. See, when we got saved, a complete change of heart came over us. A change of heart is vital to us living a solid Christian life in the Lord. Our hearts must belong to Almighty God at all times. You see, God through the Holy Spirit gives us the power within to live like him. I know in our Sunday school lesson, when the young people were reading the lesson, and London was reading one part of the lesson there concerning Samson. And he didn't understand. He couldn't. We were talking about the strength and weakness of Samson in the Sunday school lesson. So when we got to the one point and how he rent, you know, a kid with the lion, excuse me, he rent the lion. And he said, well, how could he do that? And Sister Blake was explaining to him, he did it with his hand. But the word of God said the Spirit of the Lord came mightily upon him. Oh, thanks God, you think about that. That's how the Spirit of the Lord has come on us. He comes upon us mightily. Why? So that we are able to live a righteous and sober life for Jesus Christ. We're not living this thing in our own strength, but we're living it in the power of Almighty God. We're living it in the power of the Spirit of God that worketh within us, that we're able to live this life. People need to understand how God expects us to live. Praise our God. You see, God through the Holy Spirit, he gives us the power within to live like him. That is what he had promised to us in the word of God. He promised to us through the Holy Spirit dwelling within us. In your leisure, I ask you to read John's 13th chapter. There's some scriptures in there that will speak to us about the Spirit of God, in particular 16 through 18. Also, John 16. Know that Jesus prayed. He told his disciples before he was getting ready to leave. He said, it's expedient that I go. He said, I've got to go away. He said, if not, the Comforter will not come. And he said, I will give you a Comforter, and he will guide you into all truth. You see, saints of God, the indwelling of the Holy Spirit of God is necessary in our walk. The Holy Spirit is present to lead us, to teach us, to empower us, to comfort us, also to correct us. You see, as we yield more of our lives to him, he produces more of himself through us. Jesus Christ being in us is the only thing that makes this Christian life possible and productive for his glory and his honor. You see, God expects us to live like we belong to him. We say we are God's representatives, for his witnesses, for him in the world. And if we say we believe in Almighty God, then we ought to live like we believe in Almighty God. It is the devil's job to sow discard. It's the devil's job to sow doubt and despair in these last days in which we are living. But we can pray and ask our Heavenly Father to help us to hold fast to the truth of his eternal word. How many understand what the Spirit is saying this afternoon? We've got to have it, saints of God. We're looking around in a time that things are going on. We've got to know who we believe in. Praise our God. Ask God to give us wisdom. Ask God to give us discernment so that we are not chasing after every wind of doctrine. Ask him to give us the Holy Spirit of God to guide us into all truth. You see, this is what is important for us. That's why it's important for us to receive the Holy Spirit of God. The Holy Spirit of God lives in our hearts, that we may walk with Christ and with the Father in holiness and in true love. Praise our God. If you remember back on your life before you saved, you were not able to live this way. Oh, we did every manner of evil that we can do in this life that others were doing. We were out there in the world. You remember, we read Ephesians, the second chapter. And let's go back there just for a moment. The Spirit of the Lord is showing me. Go back to Ephesians 2, and look what he says in verse 1. He said, in you has he quickened, meaning he made us alive, who were dead in trespasses and sin. Saints of God, before we knew God, we were dead in trespasses and sin. He said, where in time past you walked according to the course of this world. We were out there doing the very same things that we are seeing going on right now. You may well say, well, Sister Renee, I wouldn't murder. I wouldn't get, well, you were committing sin. And if God would have taken you home in your sin, and hell is where you would lift up your eyes. Oh, there's no ifs, ands, buts about it. We weren't living for the Lord when we were in the world. Amen?
Amen.
Praise our God. The Holy Spirit of God will live in our heart and help us to walk the way God would have us to walk. Paul had asked disciples at one time, some of them, when he said to them in Acts 19, verse 2, he asked them, have you received the Holy Ghost since you believed? You see, receiving the Holy Spirit of promise is important for all of us as believers. There's a difference in being filled with the Holy Spirit and the indwelling of the Holy Spirit. When we believed and became a child of God and we received Jesus Christ as our Savior, the Holy Spirit took up residence in our hearts. This is called the indwelling of the Holy Spirit. He is the one that guides us into all truth. See, we didn't know how to live when we first started out. Amen? But we needed to be guided in the truth. He walked with us daily, saying in our ears, this is the way. Walk you in it. Amen? In our justified state, the Holy Spirit helped us to learn about the truth of God's eternal word. He helped us to know how to read the word of God. He helped us to know how to apply the word of God. The Holy Spirit showed us the will of God for our lives. Being filled with the Spirit means we have surrendered complete control of our lives to Almighty God. This is our sanctification, our second work of grace. When we have surrendered everything to God, we aren't just merely saying we trust him, but we are declaring that God is the Lord over our lives. Amen?
Yes, amen?
We declare that everything we do it in to glorify our Father which is in heaven. Whether we eat, whether we drink, everything we do is to glorify Almighty God. We get up in the morning, we're glorifying God. We go to bed at night, we glorify God. Because the Bible tells us in 1 Corinthians 10, verse 31, he said, whether therefore you eat or drink or whatsoever you do, do all to the glory of God. Amen?
Amen.
Praise our God. That's why our bodies are considered temples of the Holy Spirit. And since they are temple of the Holy Spirit, we are to strive to keep them holy and to keep them without blemish. Paul said in our scripture text in 1 Corinthians, the 6th chapter, and verse 19, he said, what? Know you not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you? Saints of God, I believe if people knew more about that, they would stop a lot of the things people are doing with their bodies. Amen? Oh, we are living in a time right now, everything, people think things are innocent. But let us be careful in this time in which we live. There are things that are not, when we came along as children, we used to say, oh, we were innocent when we did. Oh, that innocence gone, so to speak, out the window. Amen? It's not innocent anymore. Look at what's going on, young people. And it's being displayed all around us. People are making the big, issues or wanting people to get tattoos all over their body. They're wanting young people body piercing. Oh, this is the thing. Every time you turn around, you're seeing folks walking around with earrings hanging out their nose like little horns and all kind of piercing all over their body. Our bodies are the temple of the Holy Ghost. And when you say you are saved, there are things that you don't do anymore. Amen? You may say to me, well, Sister Renee, I have these tattoos. That's all right. You had them before you came to the Lord, and the Lord forgave you. Amen? But don't go out there and be getting any more or add any more to what you have. Amen? Our young people need to understand. I know some of them, we have one that's on the brink of getting ready to turn 18 years old. And at that time, that 18 years old is that what they call that magic age now. You're in charge of yourself, man. Oh, and there's a lot of things you can do. Oh, but this is one of them you don't want to. Amen? Praise our God. I'll give you a scripture that you can take with you on it. He said in Leviticus, the 19th chapter, verse 28, he said, ye shall not make any cuttings in your flesh for the dead, nor print any marks upon you. I am the Lord. Oh, we need to teach our children that. I know some have them already, but that's all. Lord blessed you because Lord saved you. Amen? But, oh, we shouldn't be going out there and teaching our children. It's okay. No.
Amen.
A lot of people want to put it on now. We'll see more of it because summertime is coming and people will be stripping off their clothes. And see, people have them all down their arms. I think you call it a sleeve and all over the place. But that's not of God. Amen?
Amen.
He said, know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which ye have of God, and you are not your own. Amen?
Amen.
Also, as we read for our scripture text, Paul said, but he that is joined unto the Lord is one spirit. Paul did not say one soul. We are made up of body, spirit, and soul. But the resurrected Lord is the living, life-giving spirit. Our union with Christ as believers is with our spirit. It's not with our soul. Amen. Our soul is our humanity side. It's where all of our emotions and feelings and all those things are housed. But the spirit of man is what connects us with God when we believe in God and receive Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. Job said in Job 32 verse 8, but there is a spirit in man. And the inspiration of the Almighty giveth them understanding. Back in Genesis 2, verse 7, the Bible tells us that Adam was created from the dust of the ground. And that God breathed into his nostrils the breath of life. And he became a living soul. Oh, let me digress just for a moment here on this, saints of God. Because, you know, this disputes the evolution theory. That humanity evolved over time. You see, there was no accidental physics and chemistry that formed man.
Amen.
DNA did not create man. God did, amen?
Amen?
Our DNA is substance that makes up our physical bodies. It did not create us. This is important. This is why it's important for us to know the truth, to know the truth of God's word. If you do not know the truth, you can be easily misled into believing something. Believe in all these theories and these scientific things that are being promoted in our day and time right now. Oh, saints of God, I know we know these things, but we still need to be careful. We still need to have brought back to our memory so that we can stand on the truth of God's word. You see, just about a week or two ago, I think it was a couple weeks ago, people were oohing and aahing over the eclipse the other day, saying, oh, this is a once-in-a-lifetime event. Some were even saying this was some type of a religious event or experience for them. However, as the people of God, we know from the word of God that it was prophesied in the word of God. It is a fulfillment of prophecy. Let me for a moment to Acts the second chapter. Praise our God. We are told about Peter's sermon on the mount. We're going to skip over some of these scriptures. I want you to read them in your leisure. You can read the whole chapter 2. We know this is the day of Pentecost. Amen? And it started out saying, and when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all one accord in one place. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as a rushing mighty wind. And it filled all the house where they were sitting. And there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as of fire. And it sat upon each of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. It's not they were just saying any old thing. Amen. But then I want you to jump over to verse 17. And look at what it says there. And I said the rest of it, read it in your leisure, please, due to time. He says there in verse 17, and it shall come to pass in the last days, saith God, I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams. and on my servants and on my handmaidens. I will pour out in those days of my spirit, and they shall prophesy. Do you believe God? Amen. He said, and I will show wonders in the heaven above and signs in the earth beneath, blood and fire and vapor of smoke. The sun shall be turned into darkness and the moon into blood before that great and notable day of the Lord. Doth the Lord come, my. And it shall come to pass that whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. You see, the eclipse was a wonder from God. It is a sign that time is winding up. Jesus in Luke 21, verse 25, he gives us a sign of his event, his advent, I should say. And at the end, in verse 28, you can read that in your leisure. But let's start with verse 25 of Luke. And look at what he says there. He said, and there shall be signs in the sun. And in the moon, was that not the eclipse? Yeah. And in the stars and upon the earth, stress of nations with perplexity, the sea and the waves. Are we hearing about this, saints of God, right now? Look at all the flooding that's going on. Look at all the various, every week I think we've had more places have flooded and various things. We're right here. I was listening to the news yesterday, and they said right here in Ohio, we have 35 tornadoes. We are leading the country in tornadoes in the state of Ohio. My. He went on to say, man's heart's failing them for fear and for looking after those things which are coming. And on the earth, for the powers of heaven shall be shaken. He said, and then shall they see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great glory. See, when we start seeing things, look at what he said in verse 28. And when these things began to come to pass, then look up and lift up your heads, for your redemption draweth nigh. Oh, let us take these warnings seriously. Let us make sure we are ready. Ready when Jesus comes back. Ready to receive him, for him to receive the bride. Amen? Praise our God. We know that God is the source of life. Our God has directly placed life within mankind. Jesus has imparted new life to those of us who are joined with him. God did not put a soul inside a man, but he breathed into man into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul. Turn with me to 1 Corinthians 15. Praise our God. You may have to read some of these scriptures, saints of God, in their entirety so you can get that connection. But I ask you to read them in your leisure if you have some time. You may have some time this afternoon to sit down and just read over some of these things and get a clearer understanding, or even you can even call me if you need to. But look at what he says there in verse 45 of 1 Corinthians 15. He said, though it is written, the first man, Adam, was made a living soul. The last Adam was made a what? A quickening spirit. Howbeit that was not first, which is spiritual, but that which is natural. And afterwards, that which is spiritual. The first man is of the earth, earthy. The second man is the Lord from heaven. Amen. Praise our God. He said, as it is the earthy, such are they also that are earthy. And as is the heavenly, such are they that are also are heavenly. And as we have borne the image of the earthy, we shall also bear the image of the heavenly. Amen. See, the natural was Adam, who preceded the spiritual Christ. Jesus. Adam was earthly while Christ is the Lord from heaven. Jesus is the one that brings spiritual life. And when we receive Christ, we experience a spiritual quickening, moving us from spiritual death to life in him. In John, the 6th chapter, he says these words to us. In the 63rd verse of that 6th chapter, he said, it is the spirit that quickeneth. The flesh profiteth nothing, but the words that I speak unto you, they are spirit
and they are life. Amen. Praise our God. Here Jesus was emphasizing that spiritual life comes from the Holy Spirit of God. His words carry spiritual significance and brings life to our souls. Praise God. When we turn to him in repentance and faith, he cleanses us from our sins. And then he will come to live within us. Oh, the Holy Spirit will come and live within us and guide us into all truth, ruling in our lives. In other words, he will set up kingdom, his kingdom and his rule within us. Turn with me to Luke, the 17th chapter. Praise our God. You know, we sang, I believe it was at the time of meditation, time to be holy. And see, it takes time. In order for us to be holy, it takes time. We got to go in and read the word. Amen. All of us have to, myself included. So the word of God tells us to take time to be holy. We got to get into the word of God. And if we understand the scriptures, you may say to me, well, she was up there preaching. I understood some of it. I didn't get into the word of God. Search the scriptures. Let us get into know what thus saith the Lord and understand the Lord. Remember, ask the Lord to give you the understanding. Consider what I say. And the Lord give you the understanding. And God will give you the understanding of his word. God didn't want his people walking around ignorant. Jesus said, you do err, not knowing what? The scripture. We got to know the word of God. We don't want to err in a time right in which we live right now. Our times are perilous. Our times are so perilous. We've got to know the word of God. People are seeing things that are happening. People are chasing after theories and all kinds of things that are going on with these wars over in Israel and over there in Ukraine and all manner of things people are speaking about and saying. It has nothing to do with God, amen? But look at what's happening, and that's the devil's business. The devil's business is to have so much confusion going on, because remember, God is not the author of confusion. So the devil has people confused right now. People don't know which way to turn. They don't know what to do. They don't know whether many believe that they sit at home and don't have to come to church. Why? Because, well, I can read the scriptures at home. But the Bible said, forsake not the assembling of yourselves together as the manner of such is, the more you see the day approaching. Do we not see the day approaching? Do we not see the signs of times? When we read Matthew 24, do we not hear what Jesus was saying in that scripture? Do we not understand what he was letting us know? These are the times of the last days. He let us know in the word of God that they will be marrying and giving in marriage, doing all manner of things. Oh, that's what he let us know. He said there in Matthew 24, turn there, hold on to Matthew, hold on to Luke, but go over to Matthew for a minute and look at what Jesus was saying there. And I ask you to read this in your leisure. You can hear of all the things that are going on. He tells us in verse 4, he said, take heed that no man deceive you. That's important, saints of God. Let us be careful. We don't want anybody to deceive us. We've been taught, brother teaches us and has taught us truth and what is true, and we've got to stand on that. He went on to say, for many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many. We just heard in this the other day, a man went out there and set himself on fire, had all kinds of propaganda and various things. People believe these things, they're doing these things because God has sent for them to do it. Not so. It's not of God. And then he went on to say, you shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. Brother just prayed about it in a prayer, and we're hearing about it. Are we not hearing of wars? Are there not wars going on right now? Is not Israel and Iran getting ready to go at it? They keep just shooting off some fire missiles and everything, and then they're trying to say, well, that settles it. And then someone in the middle of the night shoots more missiles. That's rumors of war. They're trying to draw the United States of America. This is not political. We're trying to draw the United States of America. And saints of God, we are right now in some times where we have got to know the truth of God's word and stand on it. Amen. We don't know what's coming. We don't know what's around the corner. But let us get into the word of God and know what thus saith the Lord, so we'll know how to live before we die. Amen. Praise our God. He said in verse 7, nation shall rise against nation.
kingdom against kingdom. There shall be famines. Are we hearing about famines? Oh, so much in the land right now. Pestilence and earthquakes in diverse places. Oh, we just heard of one in Taiwan, I believe it was. Oh, it had ripple effects even in New York, New Jersey. Things were happening. He said, all these are the beginning of sorrows. My. And down in verse 11, he talked about false prophets. He said, they shall rise and shall deceive many. How can deceive people? Because people don't know the truth of God's word. Many are just living on a little skim meal of getting up in the morning and reading one or two scriptures that come up on their phone, and they read that, and that's all they go on all day long. No, it takes time to be holy. We got to read the word of God. David said in the Psalms, he said, thy word have I hid in my heart. We got to tuck God's word away, amen? Got to get it in us so we know it. When we get to these times that we're living right now, we can have something to draw off of. Brother said, it was a while ago when he used this word. He went on one Wednesday night when Brother Byron was teaching, and he said, we just glean a little bit more from God's word. We got to get in and just every day glean a little more from God's word and receive a little bit more for what the Holy Spirit has to share with us so we'll know how to live before we die. Amen. He said in verse 13, but he that shall endure unto the end. See, we got to go all the way to the end. We can't get into it and stop. We can't get in and say, well, this is getting hard. I got to get off. No. He said, he that endure unto the end, the same shall be saved. But turn over to verse 37 of that same chapter. And look at what he says there. On the reverse 36, he said, but of that day and hour knoweth no man, no, not the angels of heaven, but my Father. See, people are trying to predict when Jesus is coming back. No one knows. No one knows, but he just tells us to be ready. Amen. He went on to say there in verse 37, but as the days of Noah were, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. And we remember that back in the Old Testament. If not, go back and read. He went on to say, for as in the days that they were before the flood, they were what? Eating and drinking, marrying, and giving in marriage until the day that Noah entered into the ark. And we know only 8 souls were saved. Amen? He said, and he knew not until the flood came and took them all away. So shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. Oh, we're in that time right now, saints. But let us stay prayed up. Let us get our studying done. It doesn't mean we have to study for 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 hours a day. No, that's not what the word of God is saying. But give God ample time. Give God some time. We give everything else time in our day. You got to take time to be holy. Take time to sit down and meditate with God and just to think on the goodness of Almighty God and what God has done for us. Amen? Amen. But look what it says in Luke 17, verse 20. Praise our God. It was the kingdom of God and his rule within us. He says, and when he was demanded of the Pharisees, speaking of Jesus, when the kingdom of God should come, he answered them and said, the kingdom of God cometh not with observation, neither shall they say, lo here or lo there, for behold, the kingdom of God is within you. Jesus was letting them know that the arrival of the kingdom of God will not be occupied by visual signs, some grand display. It won't be a display of lights and glamour and all that kind of thing. The kingdom of God is eternal. It's an eternal reality. It's within us. Amen? Praise our God. Praise. It resides within each of God's children. Praise our God. It's not something that we're going to merely observe with our eyes, but it's a deeper spiritual truth that transcends the visible world. My. This is why Jesus said in John 4, verse 24, God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. Our nature is spiritual, and true worship of him involves a sincere connection with him. We got to be connected, and we're connected to the spirit of our spirit with the truth of God's eternal word. Oh, saints of God, how many times when you sit down and
She began to pray, and you could just feel, you could feel the presence of the Lord. You feel the presence of the Lord. I know when we come in here on Tuesday for prayer meeting, and we're here for the morning prayer meeting, we can feel the presence of Almighty God. Amen? We can feel the presence when we walk in the door that God is here with us. Amen? And when the saints begin to pray, you can feel the presence of God. As brother was, I was listening to brother as he was closing up from the Sunday school review. And he was saying, when you pray to God and you believe God, I didn't get to hear all the things before, but I got the tail end of it. And the Spirit of the Lord was able to share with me to know what he was talking about. He said, when you pray and you ask God, if you're going to buy a car and you pray and you say, Lord, I need this car, blah, blah, and you buy it. And the Lord shows you to buy it. And the Lord shows you what to get. Because remember, the Bible says, in all our ways to acknowledge him, and he will direct your path. If you acknowledge God and ask God, God, which way should we go? And God shows you. Then you don't have to run around, he said, worrying about whether you're going to be able to make the payments. You don't have to run around worrying whether you're going to have a job or not to be able to make those payments. Because if God said for you to get it and God provided it for you, God's going to provide the means to pay for it. Amen? Praise our God. Oh, that's the God we serve. Amen? That's the God we serve. Amen? I thank God. Amen? Oh, I thank God for the blessings from Almighty God. Praise our God. That's why being joined to Christ, we are connected in one spirit and in truth. We are made alive spiritually and eternally because we are born again. Salvation in Christ is to change us. It changes us from an old sinful life to a new life in Christ Jesus. And now that we are saved, and I know we've quoted the scripture many times before, 2 Corinthians 5 verse 17 says that we are new creatures. Romans 6 verse 4 says we walk in newness of life. Oh, in Ephesians, the fourth chapter, turn with me there for a moment. It says that we have put on the new man, which is created in righteousness and true holiness. Praise our God. This is what happens when you become new in Christ Jesus. Everything about you changes. Oh, let us look at this closer, saints of God. Praise our God. You see, the Spirit of the Lord, as the Spirit of the Lord has given us this series, being united with Christ Jesus, it means more than just saying that we're saved. But our salvation means we are joined unto Christ Jesus in one spirit. Our spirit becomes one with his. We've surrendered our lives to Almighty God. The union we have now is a deep spiritual union with Almighty God. Our old sinful lifestyle, our old sinful ways have been replaced with a newness in life. We've lost that old nature to sin. We don't want to sin. Now that we've been joined to Almighty God, joined to Jesus Christ, we know what it means to be joined to him. We love him. We'll do everything in our power to make sure we don't sin against God. Amen? Praise our God. We gained a spiritual alignment with him. Oh, with a new life. It means, as Paul says in verse 22 of Ephesians 4, he said that you put off concerning the former conversation, the old man, meaning you put it off, which is corrupt. According to the deceitful lust, you will forsake that old life of sin. You don't want no more of it. Amen? You don't want to go those places that you used to. You don't want to go around people that are doing things that are not of God. Amen? He went on to say in verse 23, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind. Got to have that spiritual renewal. That's why Paul, in another passage of scripture in Romans, that 12th chapter 1 and 2, he tells us, and he said, I beseech you therefore, brethren, he said, by the mercies of God, that you present your body a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. Our mindset has to be renewed now that we are children of God. We have a total different mindset. We have a mindset of Jesus Christ. Philippians, Paul said, let this mind be in you that was also in Christ Jesus.
And then in verse 24, he said, and that you put on the new man. See how Paul says put them on? He told us to put off the old and put on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness. You see, our calling to salvation is by grace through faith. Now that we're walking by faith, our righteousness. You see, the new man after God is created in righteousness and true holiness. That's what the new birth will do. We are not what we used to be. Amen? And we can no longer live like we used to live. We've been changed. A change has come over us. We're walking in a manner that is different from the world that is around us. We now have a new walk, a new life in Christ Jesus. Amen? Praise our God. Oh, I don't want to go over in that. Amen? Praise God. Amen? I like the new Renee. Eh? Thank God for it. Amen, because God is working in my life. Amen?
Amen?
Oh, I know when I was out there in the world, saints of God. Sometimes you go down to, you know, you have to go down memory lane and remember. I'm not talking about go back and say memory lane where we go out and we say, well, let me go out here and commit some sins. No. God has given us a mind that he reminds us. We can think about what we used to do when we were out there in the world. It's not that we glory in it, but that God will show us and he'll allow us to see. And I thank God from where I came from to where I am today. Amen?
Amen.
Because as he said, we were dead in trespasses and sins. My. Praise our God. Look at what he says here in verse 25. He said, wherefore, putting away lying. Oh, my. We have a world that is bent on lying. It's even trickling down to little kids, children lying. There's a time in which we are living. You don't know what's truth. I'm not talking about according to the word, but you don't know what people are saying is true. People used to say, when my father years ago, I can remember the late Brother Lawrence, he would say, your word is your bond. He would say to us, and you know, in words, and may not say them just exactly these words, but he would let us know that, you know, your name meant something, the Johnson name. You didn't go out there and just do anything. You're carrying a name. Oh, nowadays, that don't mean anything to people. Amen? I mean, I know we're not lifting up our names or anything, but, you know, you would usually try to tell your children, you know, this is how we live our lives. This is how people know to be honest and upright people. Not anymore. Not in this day and time. Then he went on to say here, he says, speak every man truth with his neighbor. People will lie when there's really no purpose in it. He said, for we are members one of another. Now that we're saints of God, we have no reason to lie to one another. If you knocked over the vase, say, I'm sorry, I knocked over the vase. Say, amen. And if you have to go to the store and try to see if I can replace it, 9 times out of 10, the other saint will probably say, oh, don't worry about it. And just pick up the pieces, amen? We don't have to lie about anything, amen? We don't have to fabricate things to make it sound or sensationalize it so that people can, just tell the truth. Let your yay be yay and your nay nay, amen? Oh, that's what it is about living for God now. Oh, then he says there, look at these. He said, be ye angry. And sin not. I know a lot of Christians hang on this. But the Bible said, I can be angry. Look, he said, and sin not. God may allow us to be angry. And then we always reference, well, you know, Jesus was in the temple. And he went in there with righteous indignation. Oh, but understand what Jesus was doing. Amen? He said, his house is a house of prayer. And you've made it a den of thieves. Praise our God. He went on to say, be ye angry and sin not. Let not the sun go down upon your wrath. Don't let another day come in. Are you still angry about yesterday? Are you still angry about what took place? Some people are so angry about things for years on that people can't even go to funerals anymore. They can't even go and they sit at funerals and they're pouting. They're upset about even the person that's dead in the casket. Oh, I know what I'm talking about, saints. Amen, Sister Carol, amen. Praise God. He
He also said, never give place to the devil. See, when you do, you give place to the devil. You allow the devil to come in. You allow the devil to get a foothold in some of these situations. He said, let him that stole steal no more. See, this is all about the new life now. But rather let him labor. See, thank God, we don't steal anything. We labor. We work for what we have. He said, working with his hands, the things which is good that he may have to give to him that needeth. God wants us to work so we can help out somebody else. Amen? Praise our God. He doesn't want us sitting around with our hand out, give me something, give me. No. There's another scripture that says, if you don't work, you don't eat. So let us work. Amen? If you're young and you're able to work, go out there and work. Get a job. Some of us, when we were younger, before we retire, some of us were out there working. Some of us worked two jobs. Amen? Just to make ends meet. Get off one job, maybe have an hour or two break just to get to the next job, and went to the next job and work. Take care of the family. Amen? You have to labor, working with your hands, the things which is good. Then he went on in verse 29, let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, but that which is good to use of edifying, that it may minister grace unto the hearers. Be careful what comes out of our mouth. Be careful how we talk to people, how we talk to one another. Christians aren't not to be snapping at each other. Snapping, we don't snap at the children either. I mean, we may have to have a certain voice. We may have to say to them, no, you shouldn't have done that. But we have to do it in a decent way, a decent manner. Amen?
Amen.
And grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby ye are sealed unto the day of redemption. Oh, then look what he tells us. Let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and evil speaking be put away from you with all malice. Oh, and then he lets us know, be ye kind one to another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another, even as God for Christ's sake has done what? Forgiven us. Praise our God. Amen. Praise our God. You see, prior to our conversion, we were doing some of these things. Amen. Prior to our conversion, we also suppressed the truth of God's eternal word by holding the truth in unrighteousness. We heard the truth. We were taught the truth of God's word. We knew the truth. But then we refused to acknowledge and embrace the truth of God's word. And see, because of that stubbornness, some of us went out there and got into some things. Some of us went out there and did some things. And lives are now, some of them are shipwrecked. People now believe, well, I can't get saved because I've got all this baggage. And then sometimes we're going through some things, even in our salvation. What are you saying, Sister Renee? The Bible says, tells us to be not deceived. Whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. You may say, oh, I'm saved now, but you still may have some reaping days. There may be some things when we did in our old life that we may now have to suffer in our Christian walk with Almighty God. But God can give us suffering grace. He said his grace is sufficient, amen, to keep us from falling. I found his grace to be sufficient, his grace to be so, amen. Praise our God. Praise our God. Praise our God. See, God has a way for us to live, amen, before we die. Praise our God. As we said, we were dead in trespasses and sins. We were out there in the world. We have to also understand something, because people are trying to switch everything around. When Adam sinned, the human race did not merely just get sick. It died spiritually and physically. We're told in Romans, the 5th chapter, verse 12, wherefore as by one man, he said, sin entered into the world, and death by sin. And so death passed upon all men, for that all have sinned. This is why we have to be saved. Amen?
Amen.
Praise our God. Sin will keep you in a depraved state. It'll keep you away from Almighty God. There's nothing gratifying in sin. There's nothing out there in sin that you can say to me, well, Sister Renee, you know, everybody's doing this and everybody's doing, that's all right. The Bible tells us, follow not a multitude to sin. Amen? Amen. Our children need to know that. If everybody's doing it at school, that don't mean you have to do it. Paul said, all things may be lawful, but all things are not expedient, meaning they're not advantageous for Paul to do them. Amen? You may look at it and say, well, you know what? Just Renee, it's not sin. Yeah, but it might not be good for you to do it. Amen? There may be some things you might be able to do that is not sin. I'm saying, as Paul was saying in the Word of God back in Corinthians when he said that, and you might say, well, Sister Renee, it's not a sin. I can do it. But then I'll look at it and I'll say, well, I don't believe it's for me to do because I'm a pastor. And I believe people are watching my life. And so I have to live according to the Word of God. You have to live according to it also. But I know that many pastors and ministers, people are looking at them and seeing how they're living. Why? Because we have so many that claim to be called, but few have been chosen. So many that are in pulpits that God did not ordain and put them there. And we're hearing about it in the news. Ministers and pastors molesting children. Ministers and pastors taking the people's money in the church and all those various things. Ministers and pastors asking for all kinds of huge amounts of money to preach God's eternal word when the word of God is free. Free. Because it comes from Jesus Christ. You have to live according to the word of God, as God has left it on record. And I hold myself to that. Amen? Praise our God. You might say, well, Sister Renee, it's okay if you go over here. It might be okay for you, but I might say it's not okay for me. Amen? I stand on the truth of God's word. Praise our God. Saints of God, now that we're saved, we're no longer in darkness. We're not ignorant. We're not ignorant of the devil's devices, how the devil tried to get us to do things that are wrong. But let us stand for truth. Let us stand for righteousness. I say to the lost this afternoon, you can be united with Jesus Christ too. Jesus in the Word of God and John 3 verse 15 said that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have eternal life. Eternal life is opened unto you. He said, the day you hear his voice, harden not your heart. You've heard his voice through this message. If you're listening in on the internet and you don't know Jesus, he has his arms open. He's saying, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, I'll give you rest. Your rest is in him. Your rest is in knowing him as your personal Lord and Savior. You can receive him. You can receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior by having faith to believe in him. Believe that he died for your sins. Believe that he rose again. And he is now sitting on the right-hand side of his Father, interceding as the mediator for man, all mankind. Praise our God. Praise our God. I say to you, if the Spirit of God is wooing you, don't override it. Because, see, you know, it's not God's will that any be lost, but that all would come to repent. God wants all mankind to be saved. But God knows that all mankind is not going to accept it. God knows that all man is not. But if you come to God, God will prosper you. He wants you to prosper in a walk. He wants all of the saints of God. We're coming to a close. He says there in 3 John, turn with me here for a moment. Praise our God. Praise our God. Look at these words he says here in verse 2 of John. He said, for I rejoiced greatly when the brethren came and testified of the truth that is in thee, even as thou walkest in the truth. But let me go back to verse 2. I think that's what I wanted. He said, beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospereth. Oh, God wants us to be in good health, even as our soul prosper. Amen? He said, for I rejoice greatly when the brethren came and testified of the truth that is in thee, even as thou walkest in the truth. He said, I have no greater joy than to hear that my children walk in truth. You think about that, saints. God has no greater joy than to know that we are walking in the truth. Amen?
Amen.
We have been taught the truth of God's word. Praise God. Amen?
Amen.
Praise our God. You see, Satan doesn't want us to walk in truth. Satan wants people to be confused about what's going on. Satan wants people to be confused about the things of God. But as the people of God, we can walk in truth. Why? Because God, he said, I have no greater joy than to hear that my children walk in truth. Jesus says, sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. Amen? Amen. Praise our God. Oh, to the lost. Don't let the devil make you think that your sins are so many that you can't come to God, because you can. Jesus is able to forgive you. And Jesus is able, he left and he said before he went, he said, it's expedient that I go. If I go not away, the comforter will not come, but I will give you a comforter. See, he didn't leave us comfortless. He didn't just leave us here to wing it on our own, so to speak. But he gave us the comforter to guide us into all truth. Saints of God, we've got to know this for ourselves too. Why? Because we're living in a world where people are calling evil good and good evil. But we've got to know the truth of God's word. We've got to know how to live. I'm reminded of words of Job in Job 15. It says there in verse 16 of that scripture. He said, how much more abominable and filthy is man would drink of iniquity like water. You see, actually, we drink water to quench thirst. But this passage of scripture is letting us know that it's portraying people as consuming iniquity that same way. We see it all around us right now, saying. We see it happening all around us. And I say to lost souls, come to Jesus. Come and live for Almighty God. When you come to live for Almighty God, you will be united with Christ Jesus. I know, saints of God, we have, the Lord showed me with this message to talk about you being united in love. Lord willing, next Lord's Day, I don't know if that would be the last one, but we'll talk about being united in love with Christ Jesus. I trust something was said this afternoon that will help you along your Christian journey. God bless you. It's my prayer. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
He's our God. Thank God for his word. Amen. This lets us know that in order to be united with Christ, we have to meet the condition. God is not going to change his conditions. He's not
Amen.
Going to change his word. His word
Amen.
Is forever settled in heaven.
Amen.
So we have to come to him. We have to meet the condition.
Amen.
This is gave us, in, Pastor gave us in that Ephesians 4:24. You know, if we have man, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness, that he can receive and we can be united with Christ Jesus. But if we have not put on that new man, which is created in righteousness, and notice it says true holiness. This is that word true is on there as a modifier for holiness. There must be people walking around with a false holiness.
Amen.
There are people who are professing, but in order to be united with Christ, we've got to be that new man.
Amen.
In the scripture text, that 19th verse said, our body is the temple of the Holy Ghost. That has to be the case if we are to be united with Christ Jesus, because the Lord Jesus Christ and God the Father will not unite, and the Holy Spirit will not unite with anything that's unholy. And I was just thinking as Pastor was preaching in that second Corinthians chapter 6, it tells us in verse 14, be ye not unequally yoked together with unbelievers. For what fellowship hath righteousness with unrighteousness? Well, if we're righteous and we can't fellowship, our spirit cannot fellowship with unrighteousness, how much more God will not dwell in an unrighteous place?
Amen.
So if we can be yoked, if we're saved and we're children of God and we can't be yoked together with unbelievers, God will not be yoked together with
Amen.
An unbeliever. Jesus
Amen.
Christ will not be united with someone who's an unbeliever.
Amen.
And just because someone says they're a believer does not mean that they truly are, that their heart has been transformed. What fellowship hath righteousness with unrighteousness? None. What communion hath light with darkness? And Jesus is light.
He is.
Yeah. And so unless we are also children of light, we can't be united with him if we're still walking in darkness.
Praise
it says,
God.
And what concord hath Christ with Belial? He doesn't, Christ, again, we're talking about being united with Christ. Concord is agreement. Concord is being united with. And Christ will not be united with anything that's of the devil. Praise God. And in that 16th verse, which goes right back to the 19th verse of our responsive reading, what agreement hath the temple of God with idols? For ye are the temple of the living God. Just like that 19th verse said, know ye what? Know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which ye have of God, and ye are not your own. So if we are God, we cannot have any kind of agreement
Amen.
With idols. Or with the prince of this world, with the devil. God has said, I will dwell in them and walk in them, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. That's what we have to be
Amen.
In order to be united with Christ Jesus.
Amen.
And if we're not at that place, that 17th verse said, wherefore come out from among them. And be ye separate, saith the Lord. We have to get truly saved.
Amen.
We have to have true salvation.
Amen.
We've got to have true holiness, true righteousness.
Amen.
He said, and touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you. That's how we get united with Christ.
Amen.
If we're in any other condition, we can't be united with Christ until those things are moved out of the way, are put off, till that old man that pastor preached about. It's the old man. We put off the old man. And have put on the new man.
Amen.
Amen. Thank God for his word this day. And
Amen.
Thank God for the scriptures and for the reading that we have been advised to do at our leisure.
Amen.
Amen. But you know, when you're serving the Lord, you know, anything you're doing for him, we make time. We take time to be holy. Amen. Amen. She told us we must be strengthened in the inner man in order to stand, and we must have an alignment with Christ Jesus. You think about what an alignment is. When you talk about your car,
mm-hmm.
you have to have a front-end alignment, maybe, because you turn the steering wheel one way and the front tires want to go a different way. Or sometimes things are so out of alignment that it looks like your car's almost going sideways down the street because things are so out of alignment.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not the way that it should be.
Amen.
We can't be out of alignment with Christ Jesus either or the will of God. So
Amen.
I thank the Lord for his precious word this day.
Amen.
Shall we stand?
Amen.
And look in our Evening Light hymnals, number 504, I Surrender All. I surrender all.
Amen.
Lord, not my will, but thy will be done.
Amen.
Number 504 in the Evening Light.
All to Jesus. I surrender all to him, I freely give. I will ever love and trust him in his presence daily.
what it takes. It takes full surrender to the Lord, full surrender to God. I was looking at that third verse before we sing the other verses.
Mm-hmm.
It says, make me Savior, wholly thine. Mm-hmm. So self, we let self say, let self be slain, let Jesus reign within my heart always. That says, let me feel the Holy Spirit. Truly know that thou art mine. Now, when it says, let me feel the Holy Spirit, there are some people who have not rightly divided the scripture, and they think feeling the Holy Spirit is to fall out, rolling on the floor, jabbering. Spirit that pastor preached about, the spirit to live right.
Mm-hmm.
The spirit to live, as Titus said, soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world. To live a righteous life. To be obedient to God's word. Doing no sin, that's feeling the Holy Spirit. Living in the power of the Spirit is to walk. We're told if we walk in the Spirit, we will not fulfill the lusts of the flesh. That's feeling the Holy Spirit, to be led of the Holy Spirit, not demonstrating and jabbering around and falling out.
Amen.
That possession of the evidence of possession of the Holy Spirit is to live right. To live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world. To walk as Jesus walked without sin.
Amen.
We're told there was no sin nor guile was found in his mouth. That's feeling the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Praise our God. And let us not be confused or deceived by what the world calls it.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes they'll refer to a particular church. They'll say, oh, are you, and they've even, I've even asked, oh, are you a holiness church?
Mm-hmm.
Well, in their mind, they've got some concept of what they think that means. But the Bible tells us what that means. God said, be ye holy, for I am holy. And we don't ever see that God ever behaved himself unseemly.
Amen.
He is a holy God.
Amen.
And he didn't behave himself in an unseemly manner.
Amen.
We have to walk in the power of the Spirit, which is to say we're walking saved. We're walking in obedience to God's word.
Amen.
In all things. Amen. It says, truly know that thou art mine. And when we can stand against the enemy of our soul, or we can stand against the persecution, because we're living a righteous life, or because of the stand that we take for God. And the world may say, oh, well, you're a hater.
Mm-hmm.
We hear that today.
Mm-hmm.
We take a stand against those things that the world has embraced, but God's word has condemned.
Amen.
And the world who's following the ways of the devil will say, oh, well, no, you have to accept these things. You have to embrace these things. Otherwise, you're a hater. No. That's not what God says. God hates sin. We're told God's word says he's angry with the wicked every day. And it's his will that they be saved and that they turn from that wickedness. That's how we live in the power of the Spirit every day of our lives. Amen. When we're totally surrendered to his will.
Amen.
Is there anyone who has a special need before we sing the remainder of the song? Special need or help or just needs prayer for strength to walk.
Amen.
To walk in the power of the Spirit of God.
Amen.
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 Amen. Because there are many things that are going to come against us. Pastor referenced Matthew 24. She referenced many places in the Word in this message today, how the world is going, and we see it. We are witnesses of it. In these last days, we're seeing the things that God's Word said would come about way before we were ever born, and we are witnesses in these last times. We see these things happening before our eyes. We've got to have the power and the faith to stand in the midst of all of this, because Satan is going to try to pull down the strongholds of our faith.
Mm-hmm.
So we've got to be able to stand. Amen. And walk in the power of the Spirit and pray one for another that we might be able to stand. Amen. Amen. Thank the Lord. Amen. We'll sing the last two verses. Praise our God. Amen. Shall we look to the Lord in prayer? We have to be surrendered and satisfied.
Amen.
Surrendered and satisfied. Not feel like we're missing out on something because we have surrendered to the Lord. You see, that's what Eve got in trouble because she thought she was missing out on something, mm-hmm. didn't she? She was listening to Satan. She was listening to the enemy of her soul, listened to his lie that God was withholding some good thing from them. But we have to be surrendered to the Lord and satisfied in him. Shall we look to the Lord in prayer, thanking him for this message? Dear God, our Heavenly Father, we thank you, dear God, for your message this day. We thank you, Lord, for the truth of your word, dear God. And, Lord, it was borne out, dear God, because it was precept upon precept, line upon line. We got your word, dear God, and your word never conflicts with itself, dear Father, but your word is true from beginning to end, dear God. Oh, Lord, we thank you, dear God, for your word given to us that we might know, Lord, what you require of us in this life. Lord, that we not be caught off guard, dear Father. But, Lord, we might know, Lord, how the truth, Lord, has made us free, dear God, if we're in thee, dear God. And, Lord, if we've been made free, we are free indeed, dear God, not to be entangled again, Lord, with the enemy of our soul. And so, Lord, we thank you, dear God, for your word. Lord, we pray, dear God, if there were any who are listening, dear Father, who have not, Lord, been redeemed, who have not, Lord, surrendered themselves, Lord, any on the system or on the telephone, dear God, or however they called in, dear Father, to receive this message, dear God, or if there are any in the building, this building, dear God, Lord, who have not surrendered. Oh, Father, first we say thank you, Lord, that your day of offered mercy, dear God, hasn't passed them by. But, Lord, we pray, dear God, that they would surrender, dear God. Take your word, dear God, and believe on it, dear Father. Lord, that they would give up and concede their own will, dear God, and give themselves over, dear God, to thee, Lord, that you might, Lord, make them a new creature in Christ Jesus. Oh, Lord, again, we thank you, Lord, for your word. We thank you, Lord, for your servant, dear God, who brought it, dear Lord, according to your will. And, Father, we pray, Lord, that you would help us, Lord, to walk in the light, Lord, that has been shined on your path, on our pathways this day. And truly, Lord, we'll give you glory and praise. We thank you, Lord, for each heart that heard it. Help us, Lord, to walk in your word, dear God. Lord, that we might not be overcome of the enemy, dear God. Lord, that we might overcome even those who would try to do us harm, Lord. Help us, dear God, to be strengthened, Lord, by the power of your Spirit, Lord, that we might overcome evil with good, dear God, with the good, Lord, that we've received from thee. Help us, Lord, to be examples of believers in all things. And truly, Lord, we're going to give you the glory and praise. This we ask in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
Amen. You may be seated. Is there anyone who would like to express themselves concerning the message?
Did you give it to me? Amen. Thank God. Thank God for the word. Praise our God. Thank you, Lord. Praise our God. Sunday, April 21st, 2024. Our scripture for meditation was Psalms 143:6. I stretch forth my hands unto thee. My soul thirsteth after thee as a thirsty land. Selah. Amen. Even in the New Testament, we're told, blessed are they that hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. So we thank God for that. Always pray one for another during the week. 1 Samuel 12:23, moreover, as for me, God forbid that I should sin against the Lord in ceasing to pray for you, but I will teach you the good and the right way. Intercessory prayer will be rendered every Tuesday at 10:30 a.m. We are praying for lost souls and the souls of the saints, that God will keep them in his care. Philippians 4:6, be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. The November turkey giveaway jar is always open to receive funds. For the missionary announcement, and this is the fifth Sunday that we have announced this, but we will continue because it is getting closer. Please join the missionary committee in giving some of our gently used clothing or clothes that no longer fit to those who are less fortunate than we. On Saturday, May 25th, 2024, Lord willing, in conjunction with the monthly food pantry services, we would like to hold this event. The food pantry services will be held as usual, starting at 9 a.m., hearing the word of God. And after the message, the food will be distributed to those in need until 11 a.m. The clothing drive will be going on during the distribution. However, we will extend the clothing drive only until noon. If you have some clothing that is gently used, not ripped or torn or soiled, that might have a little life left in them for someone else to use, please make sure they are freshly laundered and neat and bring them to the church. We would like to have shoes, purses, coats, suits, ties, etc. Blouses, skirts, shirts, those things, hats, anything that has been gently used and you feel that someone would be able to get some use out of. Please, no undergarments. All leftover clothing will be taken to the Salvation Army or if we find another organization that hands out clothing. Thank you from the Missionary Committee. Yeah. Food pantry services will be this coming Saturday. No, I'm sorry. Yes, mm-hmm. That's right. Today is Sunday. This coming Saturday, April 27th, from 9 a.m. until 11 a.m. here at the church. Please pray for this work and for Brother Byron Johnson bringing God's word. The Finance and Trustee Committees Lord's will meet after morning service today. Wednesday Bible study will be at 7 p.m. by phone. Remember to turn your phone off around 5:30 p.m. and then turn it back on at 6:30 p.m. before service. We're hoping that will minimize interference and bad reception and so on. And please mute your phones. And please pray for Brother Byron Johnson and all who are bringing, who will be bringing scriptures. Happy birthday blessings this week to Matthew Jenkins on the 25th, which is Thursday. And he put his birthday offering in, and Lord's will, he'll be turning 18. And as Brother Byron said, our brother superintendent said, that turning 18, that's a major milestone. So we thank God that he has blessed Matthew to do that. We can recall the Pastor Jenkins. We can recall when he came, was promoted over into our class, the young people's class, and he was 9 at the time. So that's been almost 9 years. And he's still, as Brother Byron said, commended him. He's still coming to learn about the Lord. We thank God for that. We thank God for you, Matthew. Our thought for today: God, please make my days useful, my nights restful, my home peaceful, and my efforts fruitful.
Amen.
Thank the Lord. And please continue to remember in prayer the saints and family and friends that are listed in the bulletin. Please continue to remember each of them. And again, we're just so thankful to be here. We're thankful for our visitors today. And we pray that you heard something in the message, in the word, that gladdened your heart, that touched your heart, that God can feed you with. We'll ask at this time, would you like to express yourself? I've got Mr. Leonard Jacques. Would you like to stand and or tell us about yourself a little bit? Good morning. You're doing very well right now. We've understood everything you've said so far. Yes. That's all right. Yes.
From Haiti.
Haiti, yes. In this area. Yes. 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 We're so glad to have you. Yes. 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 Thank you. And we know our brother Harance Joseph comes here from Haiti, come from time to time. And so we're keeping him in prayer. His family is still in Haiti. His family and wife, his wife and his children are still in Haiti. And we are constantly praying. We hear what is going on there at this time. And so we're praying for everyone there. And we know there are people from Haiti here who still have family and loved ones there. And we are lifting them up in prayer as well. And we're so thankful to have you and your wife. Amen. Amen. Wonderful. And your English was good. It was good. No, very good. Thank you. You're welcome. Amen. Is there anyone else who would like to express themselves?
Satisfied in Jesus. 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 Look at my hands look new. Down at my feet and made it too. Ever since that wonderful day, my soul's been satisfied.
Amen, amen.
Praise God. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Satisfied in Jesus. Amen. And Pastor, preach about you. Put on the new man.
Amen.
The psalm puts that. I looked at my hands. My hands looked new. I looked at my feet, and they did too. Praise God. Amen. So we have to be a new creature in Christ Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. Be satisfied.
Amen.
Thank the Lord. Amen.
And there's a sister home, so I'm glad that I surrendered to the Lord.
Amen.
Keeping me while I'm at home with the help of my children.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
I'm not around the saints, but I hear the message.
Amen. Amen.
That's what's keeping me going.
Praise God. Praise. You may not be physically here, but you are in the camp of the saints.
I know you know how to say it.
Bless the Lord. Amen. Thank you, Sister Hall. Amen. Amen. All minds are clear. Shall we stand? Amen. And again, we're so happy to have our visitors here. And we want to invite you, please return. Please come back. Amen. Amen. Happy to have you. Thank God. Bless the Lord. We'll look to the Lord in prayer to dismiss. Dear God, our Heavenly Father, oh, Lord, we come to you, dear Father, Lord, because we want to acknowledge you in all things. And, Lord, we thank you, dear God, for this service. We thank you, dear God, that you, Lord, were in our presence, dear God, even, dear Father, as we prayed and as we sang praises to your name. And, dear God, as your word was preached, we thank you, dear God, Lord, for how you have blessed our souls this day. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would go with us, dear God, even as we dismiss from this service. We ask, dear God, that you would take us safely to our homes, dear God. We pray, dear Father, that you would guide and direct us, dear Father. Lord, we not our will, but thy will be done in all things, dear God. Because everything that we do, dear Lord, we want to glorify your name. And so, Father, we pray, dear God, that you would help us to make straight paths for our feet. Help us, dear God, to always be walking in your will, dear God, and always ready, dear God, to give an answer of the hope that is in us with meekness and fear. Oh, Lord, we thank you, dear God, for the message this day. We thank you, Lord, for our pastor. We thank you for each one of the saints who were here and could say amen, dear God, to the truth of your word. Lord, we pray, Lord, that you would bless us, guide us, dear God, in our tasks, dear God, to be completed this week. Lord, if it be your will, dear God, allow us, dear Father, to come together on Wednesday night, dear God, by phone, that we may again study your word. If it be your will, allow those who can to come together, Lord, on Tuesday here at the church, Lord, for prayer service, dear God. Lord, those who are not able to be physically here, dear God, we know, Lord, that they are agreed, dear God, in prayer in their homes, dear God, or wherever they are. We know that Brother Byron is agreed in prayer on that Tuesday, dear God, even as he's in his truck, dear God. Other saints, dear God, who are on their jobs, dear Father, but still at that time, Lord, in their heart, dear God, they are agreed, dear Father, in prayer and lifting up, dear God, their petitions to you, Lord, on behalf of our loved ones, dear God, those unsaved loved ones, dear God, and also on behalf of the saints, dear God, that we may remain strong in thee, dear God. So, Lord, we pray, Father, that you would be with us, dear God, throughout this week. Lord, your name, which is glory, with your name, which is worthy, shall receive the glory, and the praise shall all be thine. This we ask in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Give us traveling mercies, dear God, even on the highway, dear Father. Lord, keep us, Lord, from dangers seen and unseen. And, Lord, again, we will give you the thanks and praise as we ask in your dear son's name. Amen.
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 Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Thank God.